Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap. This is a special edition, and I hope you like my profile there. I think I'm glad I combed my hair this morning. So it's good to be here, Jimmy LaRue, with you on a Saturday morning, a very special Saturday morning indeed, because not only are we broadcasting live on KYMN 95.1, the one, and AM 1080, but a special feature today, we are on NorthfieldLive.com now. I know why you're wondering, and why are we on NorthfieldLive.com? Well, we're over here at Aldrich Arena in Maplewood. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team will be playing for the Consolation Championship against Orono this morning starting at 11 o'clock. So if you want to come on down to Maplewood, come on down and be a part of it. We'd like to have you over here, so come on down and check out the Raiders hockey. They beat New Ulm the other night, and they are now going to take on the Orono Spartans. So this is a little special edition here today. We've got a really nice program. It's going to be a little shorter than normal, but we'll have Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe, and his guest today will be Isaiah Mulhall from the boys basketball team, and then, of course, Liz will have our Raider scoreboard. So welcome to all of our Northfield Live listeners. Today looks like mostly cloudy skies, clearing with a high of only 40. But tonight looks like clear skies, cooling off to around 20. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, 50 degrees. Hardly any wind at all. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear skies, cooling off to 34. And then for Monday, sunshine and 69 degrees. Hot dang. And then for Monday night, partly cloudy and cooling off to only 44. 50s in for Tuesday as well. Currently, we're at 29 with beautiful blue skies. So, with that said, let's find out what was going on all week long in our scores and activities. It's our Raiders scoreboard with Liz Campbell. Liz, what's up?
Good morning, Raider Nation. You are listening to this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Once again, I am your host, Liz Campbell. The boys' swimming and diving team finished fourth at state this past weekend. Scoring 202 points, the team advanced 13 of its 14 swims to finals. 9 were in the championship heat and 4 in the consolation heat. Evan Lowe, Jens Kasten, Gabe Heinrichs, Josh Krabe, Peyton Truman, Nick Shiglowski, and Will Udelhofen earned All-State honors. 6 school records were broken, and Josh Krabe was the Class A state champion in the 100 backstroke. Our boys' basketball team had their section quarterfinals on Tuesday of this week, losing to Winona 49-68. The Raiders started out the game behind, made a pretty relentless comeback, but just were not able to catch up to the Windhawks in points. Isaiah Mulhall was a star shooter in this game, and we saw a lot of turnovers in favor of the Raiders by senior Kyan Rauch. This will mark the end of their season. Our boys hockey team headed off to the XL Energy Center this week to start off their state tournament appearance. After beating Dodge County in the section finals, the Raiders headed into the state tournament excited and focused. In their first game against St. Cloud Cathedral, the Raiders had a rough start with a goal against them in the first 18 seconds of the game. Not too long after that, our very own Caden Monson scored a goal for the Raiders at 3 minutes and 52 seconds into the first period. Going into the second period, there were an even amount of goals and shots against both teams. St. Cloud went on to score twice more in the second period, one even strength and one power play, the same happening in the third period, ultimately losing the game 1-5. The Raiders had a lot of unlucky moments in their first game, but came back the next day ready to redeem themselves in the consolation bracket. Starting off strong, Michael Stewart scored against New Ulm at 4:13 in the first period while being shorthanded. Not too long after that, Camden Kaiser scored again for the Raiders. While New Ulm scored twice against us in the second period, Caden Monson got a goal for us as well, which put the score at 3-2, favoring us, going into the third and final period. Ty Frank scored for Northfield, and even with another goal by the Eagles in the third period, the Raiders came out on top with a final score of 4-3. They will play in the consolation finals today against Orono for the fifth place title at the state tournament. Our wrestling team had their state championship last weekend, and our very own Callie Graber became the first girl win in a match in state tourney history and went on to place fifth in the boys' state tournament. Lainey Houts placed fourth in the girls' wrestling state tournament as well. That is it for this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Keep tuning in for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Is your money safe, secure, and growing? Hi, I'm Stephanie from Merchants Bank, and together, let's build your savings strategy. Maybe you'd like to have a rainy day fund, save for your child's future, or create a long-term savings plan. Or maybe you're just not sure where to start. As your trusted banker, we believe in helping you find the right solution, not just any solution, to make reaching your financial goals easier. Call us or stop in at Merchants Bank. Let's build a plan to reach your dreams together.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. Many people tell me they've heard horror stories about all the drops needed after cataract surgery. Well, fear no more. At Ritchie Eye and LASIK, Dr. Miller and Dr. Reinsbach are dropless. That's right. No need for medicated eye drops before or after your cataract surgery. I love dropless for my cataract surgery, and you will too.
Ritchie Eye and LASIK in Faribault, your leader in advanced cataract surgery.
Command the yellow van, call Service Master.
First pipe or water damage? No problem. Call the experts at ServiceMaster by Iyett. Hi, this is Beth Iyett. Our staff is trained and certified to assist you with any water damage after a burst pipe or leaky water. Locally owned since 1995, ServiceMaster by Iyett will be there in your time of need.
Command the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster.
Start your morning with the KYMN Morning Show. This is Jeff Johnson. Join me each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. when I talk with local people making news. Rich Larson has the area's most comprehensive and up-to-date newscasts. Weather specialist Bob Matheson will have your forecast. And Tim McNiff joins us for news with a side of sports. Find out what's happening in your community by listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, or online at kymnradio.net. KYMN 95 The One.
Starting the home building process is challenging and it can be overwhelming at times. That's why Schmidt Homes has a plethora of one to two story floor plans to help you get started. Their vast options feature a wide range of square footage, design styles, bedroom and bathroom count. Their dedicated team will work with you every step of the way to turn your dream home into a reality. When you're ready to start your next project, be sure to check out Schmidt Homes' beautiful and regularly updated showroom for inspiration. Don't wait to start building your dream home. Learn more at schmidthomes.com.
A health savings account from Community Resource Bank can help you save money on medical expenses when used in conjunction with a qualifying high-deductible health plan. An HSA offers the return of a savings account with the convenience of checking, all while earning a competitive interest rate. Stop by one of our locations or visit crb.bank to learn more. Community Resource Bank, let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Raider Wrap here on 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. We're not only at Aldrich Arena, we're live on northfieldlive.com. Hi, how's everyone? Hey, I think I do need to get hair and makeup down here. I'm not really sure how that works. I should probably clean these glasses, too, like, so I can read what I'm doing. We want to thank you for joining us this morning for the Raider Wrap. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got a couple of special guests that will be joining us here. And we've got the hockey game going on this morning, starting at 11 o'clock. Here at Aldrich Arena, the Northfield Raiders taking on the Orono Spartans, and this will be the fourth time they've met in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, Northfield has lost all three of the original ones, so this is a chance for redemption here this morning, and we're really looking forward to a very, very good game, and we'll be talking about that with Gordon Moore and AJ Reister coming up in just a little bit. But it's time for Meet the Raider. So this week on Meet the Raider, Evan Lowell caught up to Isaiah Mahal from the boys basketball team, and we want to find out what's going on with him. Evan, what do you got?
Not trying to be cliche, but we were up and down the whole season. the last part of the season, I really was just like, hey, just go out and play, man. Just do your thing, and you're going to shoot great because you put in that time in the off season. My injury in football really did motivate me for basketball, just because during basketball is like go time. Let's go, I'm healthy.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show. I'm your host, Evan Lowe, and today we have boys basketball captain Isaiah Mahal joining me in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Isaiah.
Hey, thanks, Evan, for having me.
Isaiah, we're in the second semester of school. How would you say that has been going for you?
It's been
stepping up. They are both sophomores, and you're a junior this year, and so kind of having three really key players coming back. Are you excited about that group of three, or what do you think that will lead to in the upcoming seasons?
Yeah, I think next year it's going to be really fun. I mean, Kane and I, we do our AU, our club season, play for Minnesota Fury during the spring and summer, and we're going to get in the weight room. It's going to be a bunch of fun. Like, coming into this year, I was like the only returning starter, and next year we'll have three returning starters, so it should be really, really fun. We'll have a lot more experience under our belt next year for sure. Once we get back to that section time, we should be able to get some wins under our belt for sure.
And Isaiah, thinking about the off season and how that you kind of try to develop year-round for basketball, how does the team atmosphere change going from high school season and then going to the club season?
It's definitely more emphasis on skill development and weightlifting, whereas like during the season, it's more know the plays and get in condition, whereas like the summertime, it's get up a whole bunch of shots, get all those shots up so you can get better, get a better feel for things, get a better touch. My main focus this summer is getting in the weight room and adding 15, 20 pounds of muscle, so that's the plan.
Would you say, Isaiah, that there's been like certain skills that you've been really trying to focus on within the off season for the season, or is there any like aspect of your game that you feel that you've really worked on?
Yeah, so I felt like this last off season I've really been focused on making some three-pointers, and I felt like I did a good job of that this year. And obviously I can, focusing on my percentages a little bit too much can actually get in your head some, so it's actually been nice to the last part of the season. I really was just like, hey, just go out and play, man, just do your thing, and you're gonna shoot great because you put in that time in the off season. And I also felt like I focused on the contact and layups and finishes, which can be a lot on your body, so it's been good to get in the weight room and so you can take those hits in the season for sure.
And Isaiah, thinking about you as an athlete, you compete in football. You're now doing basketball more in the spring and the summer. Coming off the football season where you had an injury and you were dealing with that, how did that motivate you and push you for the basketball season?
Oh, for sure. During football season, it was really hard sitting on the sideline, but it was fun to cheer on my guys. I kind of took on a bigger leadership role during the football season, and I feel like that's what really helped me lead to becoming captain of a basketball team as the junior. And my injury in football really did motivate me during basketball. I was like, go time. Let's go. I'm healthy. So
yeah, and basketball definitely was something that you're kind of focusing on, and it really paid off because you did lead the team this year.
Yep.
So that was cool to see. And then thinking about the coaching staff, because this is Coach Matt's second season with the Northfield team, how would you say that dynamic has grown since last year, or how the coaching staff has kind of influenced the team?
Oh, it's been great. The coaching staff has been really well. We actually got a new coach this year, and a new assistant coach, Grant. He coached up at Concordia for a while, and they both bring just such great experience. Like, they both played at the college level, so we have some really great coaching staff, and they really know what to do, like in those situations late game. Like, they know what play to draw up, they know exactly what in practice what to do to get ready for teams. We watch film and we like scout guys, so it's like we're trying to take away their tendencies. Like, most of the time it's like, oh, let's take away their right hand because that's mostly what they want to do, but they're so fun. They like pick your brains about different things, and they're just so insightful.
Yeah, that's awesome, Isaiah. And kind of thinking that they both went on to play college basketball, is that something that you're thinking about doing as well?
Yeah, that's the plan for sure. I'm not 100% sure where, but that's where AAU season and club season during the spring and summer is really big for college recruitment. So
yeah, and I'm sure just having coaches as well that went through that process, that's got to be helpful as well.
They've been very insightful for that too.
When you were younger, what do you think kind of led you to make the move and go out for basketball?
When I was younger, I would definitely say watching March Madness growing up. This might sound kind of like subtle, but like those trumpets on the intro of March Madness commercials, seeing the game winners and everything and all the hard work and the tears and everything that all the players had, just it really just gave me the drive to just go out for basketball. And then my dad coached at St. Olaf for a while, so growing up, going to those games, it just really gave me the love for basketball.
Yeah, Isaiah, was there a specific college team that you were a fan of?
Yeah, so my aunt Stephanie, she works at Kansas University. Maybe they're not that strong this year, but man, it's so fun rooting for the Jayhawks in March. They're really fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm not a Kansas fan. And then moving on to next season, after seeing how the boys played, what do you think you guys need to work on going into next season as a team?
I think we all have our things that we need to work on. Like, I would say for me, it's definitely getting in the weight room. I would say for some of our other guys, it's maybe working on that three-pointer, because I felt like we shot pretty poorly here towards the end of the season. So really getting in that work on the three-point line, and then just, I don't know, just keep getting stronger. I feel like that's the biggest thing. I feel like you can always get stronger for basketball, so.
Yeah, and thinking about the senior class, Isaiah, that you have, they added a lot of depth, having a lot of numbers that contributed next year, having them graduate and kind of having the upcoming underclassmen take on bigger roles. How do you think that will play out? And do you think there are any specific underclassmen that you really think will step up?
Yeah, I for sure think we're going to have some underclassmen that'll make a huge impact for next year. A couple of mine, like Tyler Hupson, he's a sophomore this year. He got maybe a couple 3 to 10 minutes a game this season. He's been really good, energy guy off the bench, just go out and defend, be scrappy, get rebounds. Like, he played a perfect role this season, and I can see his role continuing to grow for sure next year. And then another guy that I see making a big impact for us next year is freshman this year, to-be sophomore, Dyson McBroom. He's super physical, and once he gets in the weight room, and his dad is like 6'6", 6'7", so if he can get to that, maybe even next year, like, start working on another run here in March, so for next March.
Yeah, and then the other schools that you compete against, I know like Stuartville is pretty competitive in your section, Winona and Byron. How do you think next year, with the graduating seniors leaving, it may switch up a little bit about what like the competition will look like?
Yeah, I think we could honestly maybe have the upper hand, because we've had these younger guys, like, I know I'm not considered a younger guy, but we've had like JT and Caden and Tyler and Dyson getting those varsity experiences this year. And for next year, we'll just be even more experienced and know what to do in those pressure situations. Whereas I know Stuartville, they have 2 or 3 juniors. Their whole team is seniors. So we really do have a shot next year, I feel like, because a bunch of these other schools have senior-heavy classes. So it'll be fun next year as we keep growing and getting older. So
yeah, and that's still just something, just having that motivation throughout the offseason. Yep. To get to that season and kind of play it out like that. So it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Isaiah, as a junior, you've stepped into a leadership role on the basketball court, being a junior captain. Is there any like takeaways that you've had from being in that position?
It just kind of opened up to my eyes about how much the coaching staff kind of has to deal with. There's some issues, like maybe with some personalities on the team, maybe egos get too high. So it's just been fun to like learn how to help regulate it and just be close with your teammates, so you hear what they need, and then you're like an extension of the coaching staff essentially. So you're like the middleman, you're like needs for both sides. So it's been kind of fun to navigate that and learn how to be a great captain. So it's been fun for sure.
Now you get to come back next year and be in that position again, and you already had that experience. That's super exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Isaiah, as a captain, trying to make sure that everyone's kind of in the right mindset going into a game and just mentally hyped up and ready to go out there and take on the competition, is there anything that you try to do to get your teammates ready mentally for a game?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is our coach. We have a big whiteboard in the locker room, and he writes down the numbers and then who we're guarding and then like their tendencies and our game plan. So then we just focus in on that, and then after that, it's get the speaker going. We're getting bumped up and getting ready for the game and getting stretched out. And once you get the stuff on the board, locking that in and then getting hyped. So it's
Isaiah, is there anything that you personally do to get in the right mindset before a game?
Yeah, so the boys' locker room is actually pretty big, so I kind of go towards the backside and then just put on my own headphones, and I just do some stretching routines, and then just I kind of pray to the man above for safety and just guidance, and pray that I can glorify him through everything that I do. So that's kind of my routine. So
yeah, Well, Isaiah, thank you for coming in today, and best of luck on this upcoming AAU season, and congrats on a great season.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks for having me out. It was a blast.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the Sports Center. That's a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hometown Credit Union, we are proudly celebrating our 50-year anniversary. What originally started with little more than a ledger book and a cash box, Hometown is now a not-for-profit financial institution that serves the needs of over 23,000 people. We offer all the products and services you expect, while also being personal enough to truly partner with our members through all of life's journeys. Join us at www.hometowncu.coop and see why the Hometown Credit Union can be your trusted partner for financial success.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Don't let dry eye symptoms continue to get in the way of enjoying what your world has to offer. Although dry eye can be hard to treat and difficult to manage with over-the-counter eye drops, you're not out of options. River Valley Eye Professionals is very pleased to offer the OptiLite Intense Pulse Light Treatment, the first and only FDA-approved light-based treatment for dry eye. We're the only facility in the area with this technology and expertise to perform this amazing treatment. Find out more at rvep.com. River Valley Eye Professionals. Don't miss seeing your world.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Hello, I'm your mayor, Rhonda Pownell, and I would like to cordially invite you to this year's State of the City Address on March 19th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the White Center.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. And believe it or not, we're streaming live on northfieldlive.com. A little special edition here this morning for you as we are down at the Aldrich Ice Arena in Maplewood, Minnesota, as the Northfield Raiders will take on the Orono Spartans in the Class 1A Consolation Finals going on this morning, and it dropped the puck about 11 o'clock here this morning. And as a little special treat we got coming here this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. I don't know if you remember this guy, but his name is A.J. Reister. Good morning, A.J. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. Doing good.
What are you doing in town? Like, we didn't know, kind of, but we'll find out.
Yeah, no, the Iowa Hawkeyes are up here in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. Iowa, the number two seed, and looking to go back-to-back-to-back Big Ten tournament titles. So the Hawkeyes got the big win last night against Penn State. They're playing Michigan today, so I'm up here just reporting on it for Student TV, and thought I'd stop by and see what the Raiders are doing in the state tourney.
How much fun has it been for you covering this team all year long?
I mean, it's even last year, it was insane when the Hawkeyes went on that big run to the championship game. I mean, being able to cover this team, it's the biggest show in the world right now. There's a guy yesterday at the game, he's from France, covering the games this weekend and doing a story on Caitlin Clark. I mean, this women's basketball team has touched every corner of the world. It's kind of cool that they play in my backyard.
Yeah. Have you ever met her?
In press conferences, if that counts. Okay. I haven't physically shook her hand or anything, but I do have my own TV show down there in Iowa now called meet the Hawkeye. So I wonder where I got that idea from.
Right.
And I am hoping to get Clark on the show at some point. She is a little busy being one of the most famous athletes in the world right now.
Well, I was going to say she's got big commercial contracts. Mm-hmm. She has her own security guard team. She can't go anywhere without security guards.
No, she's got her own police officers following her everywhere. And you mentioned the commercial shoot she signed on with State Farm last weekend in the game against Ohio State when College Game Day was in town. Jake from State Farm was in the stands, and I got to talk with him a little bit about his relationship with Caitlin and shooting commercials with her and things like that. It was really funny.
Nice. So when you are covering, were you at the game when she set the record for against Pistol Pete Maravich?
Yeah, I was at that. That was the Ohio State game when College Game Day was there. I mean, that place was jam-packed. I mean, everyone and their mother was there, and there's a ton of celebrities there. Jake from State Farm was there. Travis Scott, the famous rapper, was there. Nolan Ryan was there. No one expected Nolan Ryan to be there,
right.
But he was at that game. But, yeah, I was able to sit on the court and watch her break that record from the free throw line and do a little story on that.
Interesting enough, there was no celebration.
No.
You know, she made the free throw. She went down, and they kept going. And her teammates came up and gave her a little high five. But then after that, they just went right into play. And then she was on defense. I think she took the defensive stance, and she went in and did that. So it was kind of interesting. There was no fanfare.
Yeah, I mean, well, the entire arena kind of erupted because they all knew what was going on. But, yeah, Clark didn't really give a big emotion or really show that, hey, I just broke this massive record, took down Pistol Pete Maravich's record.
Right.
But, I mean, that's just kind of who she is now. Early in the career, maybe if you told her that she was going to do that, she would have been like, what the heck are you talking about? But she's broken all these records, and she's constantly got the cameras and her microphones in her faces. I think she's kind of been able to get used to it, I should say, and calm down and be like, you know, that's another record down.
Right. Well, she took down Steph Curry's record last night for the most threes in NCAA, and I don't know what else she can do. All she's doing now is setting the bar.
Yeah, we've been looking at the record books, like, what else could she possibly take down, but her name's at the top of everything. So I really think all she can do now is get this team a third straight Big Ten championship and then go to the NCAAs and try and go win a national championship. They got close last year in that tough game against LSU, but that's really the last thing that she has on her resume that she wants to check off is going to the NCAA tournament and go win a natty.
Yeah, I mean, why not? So they play again at 3:30 this afternoon?
Yep, right around there. There's an early game, but then Iowa and Michigan will play around 3:30. Should be a good game. Iowa kind of had it their way last time they played Michigan. That was the game where she broke the all-time women's scoring record. Was when Iowa played Michigan. Caitlin actually dropped 49 points in that game, broke the single game scoring record for Iowa. So she knows how to play against Michigan, but they just took down Indiana, which was one of the bigger opponents that Iowa would have to face on their way to a third straight Big Ten title. So I expect a pretty good game today against Michigan.
All right. Well, you can hear some of the hockey players out here. They're getting their warm-ups going. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get our pregame going here as the Northfield Raiders take on the Orono Spartans in the Class 1A consolation. A special thank you to Evan Lowe this morning for Meet the Raider, and to Isaiah Mahal, his guest, and, of course, to Liz Campbell for this morning's Raider scoreboard. Stick around, fans. We got an excellent hockey game coming your way. You're listening to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080, streaming live on northfieldlive.com. We'll take a break and we'll talk hockey.
KYMN Radio 95 The One has been serving the Northfield area since 1968, delivering local news, weather, and sports every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Whether it's 95.1 FM, AM 1080, or online at kymnradio.net, we'll keep you up to date with the latest happenings and events in Northfield and the surrounding area. And be sure to follow us on social media, too. KYMN 95 The One, we're all things Northfield.
An ice dam is a ridge of ice that forms at the edge of a roof and prevents melting snow from draining off the roof. The water that backs up behind the dam can leak into a home and cause damage to walls, ceilings, insulation, and other areas. This is Beth with ServiceMaster by Iat. We can work with your insurance company to restore your property from damages caused by ice dams. Demand the yellow van. Call ServiceMaster by Iat today, 877-945-0993.
The man, the yellow van, called Service Master.
The Class 1A Section Champions, and they are on their way to St. Paul, Minnesota.
McBroom looks at a three, takes a three, and there's a three.
Fires it just a little bit, and it opens, and she scores on the rebound, and the Raiders have tied it up.
The pin is right to his trade-off. He's looking for it.
10 at the 5, touchdown Northfield.
Tries to go to the back end, it scores. Andrew Winner on the penalty shot.
Got a B from Matt McDowell. Wow, that swing was awesome.
Two, three.
No